Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning. I am VC Pramod. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks to US President Joe Biden, discusses situation in Ukraine and Bangladesh. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and his Brazilian counterpart Mauro Vieira to co-chair 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi today. Nomination for first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir to end this evening. First meeting of National Task Force on Safety, Security and Working Conditions of Medical Professionals to be held today. 25 Maoists surrender in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. And in cricket, India to open their campaign in ICC Women's T20 World Cup 2024 on the 4th of October in Dubai against New Zealand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to US President Joe Biden and discussed regional and global issues, including the situation in Ukraine. Mr. Modi received a telephone call from the US President yesterday. Both leaders reviewed the significant progress in bilateral relations and highlighted that India-US partnership is aimed at benefiting the people of both the countries as well as the entire humanity. Mr. Modi and President Biden also had a detailed exchange of views on a number of issues. While discussing the situation in Ukraine, Mr. Modi briefed President Biden on his recent visit to Ukraine. He reiterated India's consistent position in favor of dialogue and diplomacy and expressed full support for early return of peace and stability. The two leaders expressed their shared concern over the situation in Bangladesh. They emphasized restoration of law and order and ensuring safety and security of the minorities, particularly Hindus in Bangladesh. They also reiterated their commitment to further strengthen the cooperation in multilateral fora, including the Quad. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and Brazilian Foreign Minister Mauro Vieira will co-chair the 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi today. Brazilian Foreign Minister arrived in the national capital on Saturday on a four-day official visit to India. External Affairs Ministry MEA said Mr. Vieira's visit will provide further impetus to the strategic partnership between India and Brazil. We have a report.
Dr. Jaishankar and Mr. Vieira will speak on how the two nations, as part of the Troika, can take forward key G20 outcome from India G20 presidency last year. Brazil has assumed the presidency of G20 until November 2024. The G20 Troika during the Brazilian G20 presidency in 2024 will comprise India, Brazil and South Africa. Brazil will host the G20 Leaders Summit in Rio de Janeiro on November 18-19. India and Brazil share a multifaceted relationship rooted in shared value, and Brazilian Foreign Ministry's visit will provide an opportunity to further strengthen the strategic partnership established in 2006 and explore new avenues of cooperation in bilateral, regional and multilateral arena across diverse sectors. Sharanya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Earlier in July, the Secretary of Economic Relations of the Ministry of External Affairs, Dammu Ravi, led India's delegation at the G20 Development Ministers' meeting in Rio de Janeiro. The External Affairs Ministry has said that the opening of the Faraka barrage gates, allowing flow of water downstream of the river in its natural course into the Ganga and Padma River, is a normal seasonal development. In response to media queries regarding opening of gates of Faraka barrage, the ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said it takes place due to increased inflow from heavy rainfall in the Ganga River basin catchment areas. Mr. Jaiswal said, as per protocol, it is shared with the concerned Joint River Commission officials in Bangladesh on a regular and timely basis. He said the ministry has seen fake videos, rumors and fear-mongering to create misunderstanding, which should be firmly countered with facts. The nomination for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will end today. As many as 24 seats spread over 6 districts will go to polls in this phase on September 18th. The scrutiny of nominations will take place tomorrow, while the last date for withdrawal of candidatures is August 30th. Voting for the next two phases will be held on September 25th and October 1st. The results will be announced on 4th of October. Out of 90 assembly constituencies in the Union Territory, 74 are general, 7 are reserved for SC candidates and 9 for ST candidates. Congress has released a list of 9 candidates for the ensuing Jammu and Kashmir Assembly polls. The party has fielded its leader Ghulam Mohammad Mir from Duru Assembly seat, while Sheikh Riaz will contest from Doda seat. Pradeep Kumar Bhagat will be the Congress candidate from Doda West Assembly constituency. Former Jharkhand Chief Minister and senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM leader Champai Soren will join the BJP on the 30th of this month in Ranchi. An announcement in this regard was made in a social media post by Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, who is also BJP's Jharkhand election co-in-charge. Mr. Soren, along with Mr. Sarma, met Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi yesterday. Recently, Champai Soren had accused the JMM leadership of insulting him. Varanasi, the parliamentary constituency of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, is going to witness a unique job fair today, which will give the opportunity to the youth of the region to get employment. The job fair at the Regional Employment Office, Varanasi, is being organized with the aim of providing employment to unemployed youth, and many multinational national companies will participate in it. We have more from our correspondent.
Deep Singh, in charge of Varanasi Regional Employment Office, said that a Skill India International Center, an undertaking of Government of India, will provide an opportunity to the youth to get jobs in the country and abroad. Companies like QS Corp Limited, Utkarsh Small Finance Bank, Jan Kalyan Trust, Goodwill India Management Company of Groups, Khetihar Organic Solutions, Giga Corp Sol, Keharwar Educare are taking part in the fair, and hundreds of youth have registered on the portal Rose rozgarsangam.up.gov.in to participate in the job fair. Today, this number is likely to increase further. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. The first meeting of the National Task Force, formed by the Supreme Court to make recommendations for safety, security and working conditions of medical professionals, will be held today. Sources said the meeting will be held in New Delhi. The meeting will be chaired by Cabinet Secretary, Government of India. The members of the task force include Union Home Secretary, Chairperson, National Medical Commission, Surgeon Vice Admiral R. Sareen, Director Ames, Dr. M. Srinivas, and former professor at the Department of Neurology, Ames, Dr. Padma Srivastava. The Apex Court, while hearing the case regarding the rape and murder of a doctor at the R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital, Kolkata, had set up the National Task Force to ensure the safety of medical professionals. In Chhattisgarh, 25 Maoists have surrendered in Bijapur district. They surrendered before the district superintendent of police and DIG of CRPF yesterday. A total reward of 29 lakh rupees had been declared on these Maoists. Of these, a reward of 8 lakh rupees each was declared on 3 Maoists, 3 lakh rupees on 1 Maoist, and 1 lakh rupees each on 2 other Maoists. The superintendent of police said that the surrendered Maoists have been provided an amount of 25,000 rupees each under the rehabilitation policy of the Chhattisgarh government. Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, has withdrawn its recent advisory wherein food businesses were directed to remove claims of A1 and A2 types of milk and milk products from packaging. FSSAI said the advisory has been withdrawn to carry out further consultations with stakeholders. It would imply that food business operators, FBOs, can continue to sell and market their products with claims of A1 and A2 types of milk. A1 and A2 milk differ in their beta-casein protein composition, which varies based on cow breed. India Meteorological Department has issued red alert of heavy to very heavy rainfall for several districts of Gujarat today. IMD has predicted widespread rainfall across Gujarat due to the deep depression formed over Rajasthan. The incessant rain since last 2 days resulted in massive waterlogging in several parts of the state, disrupting normal life. More from our correspondent.
The heavy rains led to flooding in many parts of the state, affecting the road and train service. Over 500 roads, especially in South Gujarat, and several highways have been closed, whereas several trains passing through Anand have been cancelled. Over 17,000 people living in the low-lying areas have been shifted to safer places, whereas several people stranded in the flood water are being rescued. Many rivers, including Purna, Ambika, Vishwamitri, have crossed danger level. Over 50 dams in the state are overflowing. Amid the forecast forecast of heavy rainfall, all primary schools across the state will remain closed today. Fishermen have also been advised not to venture into the sea for the next 5 days. With Aparna Kunz's report, Jigyasa, Akashvani News.
In Tripura, even as the relief operation is carried out in a steadfast manner in the flood-hit areas, the state government in its assessments to damages inflicted by roads, bridges and culverts due to devastating floods has gone up to the tune of 1,825 crore rupees, which is almost 6 times the annual maintenance budget of road and bridges of the department. We have a report.
Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha has announced that his Uttar Pradesh counterpart Yogi Adityanath would contribute 10 crore rupees to the Chief Minister's relief fund to help the state recover from the nature's fury. In addition to this, various organizations, social clubs, doctors and individuals have also extended the support by donating for flood relief efforts. On the other hand, Tripura government has requested the central government to send an advanced inter-ministerial central team to the state for the on-spot assessment of damage caused due to recent floods. Meanwhile, with flood water subsiding, the relief camps have now come down to 471. At present, there are 70,000 people taking shelter in these relief camps. Kunal Shinde, Akashvani News, Agartala.
World Health Organization, WHO, launched a 6-month global strategic and response plan to stop the deadly outbreak of Mpox. This plan aims to curtail human-to-human transmission of Mpox through coordinated global, regional and national efforts. Starting from September 2024 to February 2025, the envisions a $135 million funding. The plan includes strategic vaccination efforts for people at highest risk to interrupt transmission chains. This includes close contacts of recent cases and healthcare workers. Further, the WHO outlined that at the global level, the emphasis is on leadership, timely evidence-based guidance, and access to medical countermeasures for the most at-risk groups in affected countries. According to WHO, globally since 2022, more than 99,000 cases and 208 deaths from 116 countries had been reported due to Mpox. India will open their campaign in the ICC Women's T20 World Cup 2024 on October 4th in Dubai against New Zealand and then take on arch rivals Pakistan at the same venue on October 6th. India's third match is scheduled to take place on October 9th against Sri Lanka in Dubai again, and the women in blue will finish the group stage with a high-voltage match against defending champions Australia in Sharjah on October 13th. The upcoming edition of the Women's T20 World Cup was scheduled to take place in Bangladesh, but was shifted to the United Arab Emirates a couple of weeks ago. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Pramod. Modi, Biden discuss Ukraine, state of Hindus in Bangladesh, headlines the Times of India. Modi and Biden hold a phone call, discuss Bangladesh and Ukraine, headlines the Hindustan Times. The Pioneer headlines, Ukraine send Russia its 9/11 message. Modi and Biden discuss Ukraine. Most papers have on their front page the Ministry of Home Affairs deciding to create 5 new districts in Ladakh. The Tribune headlines, Ladakh gets 5 new districts. Step towards prosperity, PM. The districts will be Zanskar, Dras, Sham, Nubra and Changthang. The papers also report on J&K polls. Indian Express headline, 51 seats for NC, 32 for Congress, friendly fight in 5. And finally, a story in the Hindu Business Line says, cost no bar for the globe-trotting Indians as airfares. Hotel rates and visa are all rising, but there is no let-up in travel demand. With that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks to U.S. President Joe Biden, discusses situation in Ukraine and Bangladesh. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar and his Brazilian counterpart Mauro Vieira to co-chair 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi today. Nomination for first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir to end this evening. First meeting of National Task Force on Safety, Security and Working Conditions of Medical Professionals to be held today. 25 Maoists surrender in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. And in cricket, India to open their campaign in ICC Women's T20 World Cup 2024 on the 4th of October in Dubai against New Zealand. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.